I want to go through these names and see if you think any of these guys will survive the end of the season. And I don't mean fired in season as much as like Black Monday, right after the year when everyone gets blown out. Will any of these guys still be coaching next year? There are four names here that are expected to be fired. And those names are Matt Eberflus of the Chicago Bears, who is the favorite to be the next guy canned, Doug Peterson of the Jaguars, Brian Daboll of the Giants, and Mike McCarthy of the Cowboys. Now, it should be noted that Joe Shane and Brian Daboll did both, the GM and the head coach, get endorsed by the owner that they would be back next year. So maybe we could even separate him into a different category. But Eberflus, Peterson, McCarthy, Chicago, Jacksonville, Dallas, of those three guys who look like they are speeding toward losing their job at the end of the year, who's most likely to be back?
Ooh, who's most likely to return? I just think that let me go through it super quick. I think that Peterson situation, because it's Jacksonville, so no one really notices. With all due respect to your one friend Joey, who actually likes the Jaguars, he's like the one person alive that's into it, that doesn't live in London or something. It's toxic down there. Like it's an adversarial, snippy, kind of a hot mess, right? More so than just a team that's losing and whatever. Like he's sniping at people in the media, and the whole thing is bad. It just feels really, really bad. It feels really toxic. Like Trevor Lawrence's growth has been stunted. A team that's pretty talented is really bad. So that he seems to be no question that he's gone. This McCarthy thing. You know, Jones has been actually ridiculously patient over the years with his coaches. I know he has a reputation as a guy that just fires people for looking at him funny, but he keeps people employed that say, yes, Mr. Jones, right, for a long time. I mean, he had the clapper, Jason Garrett, just sitting there on a sideline for basically a decade. So maybe he's the answer? I just feel like that Eberflus-Peterson group is just the instant it's convenient are into the sun. That's my thought. If there's one of the three, maybe it's McCarthy. I think they're all gone, though.
I think that's probably fair. I think all three get fired, and my guess is Eberflus in the next month, certainly in season, because I don't think it's going to turn around to the extent that it will need to for Chicago, although the Bears almost never blow out coaches during the year. You want to talk about an organization that doesn't have much of a history of that. They had an offensive coordinator firing in the Shane Waldron dismissal a week ago, and that was the first time in their history that that had happened. You know, in decades and decades in the modern era. The other of the teams that I think is a certainty to fire their coach is Jacksonville with Doug Peterson. And I only say that because of the reporting that's being done. We've already had all of the main reporters that cover the NFL at the power networks come out and say, sooner rather than later, Shad Khan's going to make the move. I view that as the trial balloon, where you know somebody with the team, whether it's ownership or whoever, kind of floats that and they see what the reaction is with the fan base, with the media, and it's only a matter of time. By the way, since that report came out, they got completely eviscerated this past weekend. They gave up 900 points to the Lions. So that's something. And the last one would be Mike McCarthy and the Dallas Cowboys. I think he's gone as well, but if one of them kept their job, I guess it would be him, because he actually does have success before this year. They haven't won in the playoffs, but you can't say he's done a bad job when he's, you know, everyone said, oh, all that guy ever does is win because of Aaron Rodgers. Well, Aaron Rodgers didn't come, and all he's done is win 12 games pretty consistently in Dallas. Now, he's got his own limitations. He's got his own areas where maybe you'd like to do better than him, but it's kind of like the quarterback conversation we have sometimes where he's pretty good. You could try to do better, but you're not necessarily going to. Bill Belichick is going to be a name that comes up. Mike Vrabel is going to be a name that comes up. I just think Jerry Jones loves his stars. He wants to be linked to those guys, and eventually he'll make the move.